Welcome to The Exchange. This is Cheryl Castile, and my guests in the studio live today are musicians Cedric Watson and Desiree Champagne. So welcome, you guys. Thanks for that song, the kickoff.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
I think we'll just sit and listen to the two of you play all day. It's kind of what I want to do is just kick back. And I want to first, Cedric, talk about that accordion you're playing. How old is that accordion? That's a little Hohner you have there.
Yep, it's a Hohner Erica. It's a double row. I think it may have been made like in 1979. I got it from a guy named, his name is Glenn Alessi. And you can always call on him and talk to him about anything when it comes to like, hey, I can't find this kind of accordion or that kind of accordion. You know anyone that has one? And I was looking for a Hohner Erica. And I just so happened to be in Germany at the time touring with the band. It was about 3 or 4 years ago. I figured since I was there, I looked for one, and the guy introduced me to Glenn Alessi, and he hooked me up with this accordion.
It's a great, I mean, I love the looks of it.
Oh, thank
you. It's a great kind of black and orange color inside, but it's got a great old look to it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the two of you have been playing, sometimes just the two of you, sometimes in a trio.
Oh, yeah. This is Desiree Champagne. She can introduce yourself, Desiree. Tell them who you are.
Yeah, you don't. But, Desiree, where did you grow up?
In Hanville, Louisiana, about 20 minutes from New Orleans.
Oh, okay. And how did the two of you hook up?
Kind of on two different occasions.
And you had been playing music prior to meeting Cedric?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
yeah, kind of just fiddling around on the guitar. Played in the band since fifth grade. I played the flute in marching band, so I kind of have a musical background there.
Yeah.
And I met him at Bisbano's on one occasion, and then at the Blue Moon on another occasion, and we completely forgot that we had met the first time.
Yeah. Now, guitar, how old were you when you started playing guitar?
Oh, not old at all. I didn't start playing until I got in college.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where were you going to school at?
UL.
Oh, here. Right here. Okay. Right all here. Right. Mm-hmm. Doing acoustic, electric?
Acoustic.
Both? Okay.
Yeah, acoustic, yeah. And now I have an electric.
What drew you to guitar?
Just music, just in general. I like music all the way around, so any instrument I can play, I'll do it.
Yeah.
She's a really beautiful singer, too.
And a singer.
She can create words on the spot, you know, like naturally.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You, were you singing in some of the other, you know, other performances that you were doing prior to meeting Cedric?
Well, I really wasn't out there, you know, like that. And that was just an open mic night. And I sung that night and got an ovation, a standing ovation. So,
yeah.
But I sing in a choir, the church choir.
As you grew up doing that.
Yeah, as I grew up.
You see so many incredible singers that came out of the choirs.
Yeah.
You know, and still in the choirs.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great way for people to be introduced to music. Period.
Yeah.
You know, whether that's with instruments. Do you ever do any singing in a choir, Cedric?
Not really. My family, they kind of sing like the, you know, the spirituals and the gospel and everything, but I was never really a part of it.
Yeah.
I just kind of like sat there and listened, and sometimes I'd even like leave if the energy got too high. I didn't know what was happening, you know?
Yeah. Like as a young kid, leave because it would kind of freak you out a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Me and my sister, we'd look at each other. Because my granny, she'd take us over to her mom's house.
And this was over in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We look at each other and we're kind of like, when they go to singing, like, you know, chanting and stuff, we just got out of there. But now I appreciate it much more.
Yeah. Well, what would you think was going to happen if you...
I don't know. It just something didn't feel right. But
yeah.
Now it feels just right.
Now it feels really good.
You have to have so much experience, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it, you know, it's a cool thing what your history has kind of followed. It's interesting hearing that as a kid, that's what you did, because, you know, I think of then when you really got involved in doing some of the jurés, you know, from this area.
It helped me appreciate it more.
And that's real true. I mean, that's a spiritual.
It's funny because even me and Desiree, like, we know, like, a lot of the same spiritual songs and old gospel tunes that the rest of the band, they wouldn't even know these tunes. But we just so happen to know these in common, you know?
Yeah.
But some of these songs, they predate, you know, recorded gospel music. They predate it. They go way back to times of slavery.
For, baptisms, mostly for us, when we used to sing songs like that going down to Jordan, you know, we would sing songs like that. And we kind of just mess around with that when we're sitting at his house or just in the backstage or something, and we're just kind of working on our vocals. Like, we'll do a lot of those songs.
Yeah. Is any chance we can get the two of you to just, you know, you can't do a little bit of something like that with us today? Oh, come, Cedric.
Well, it ain't Sunday, first of all.
Oh, yeah. There's the excuse.
Sunday.
What if I asked Desiree?
It would have to be with you, Sha. You would have to do that one with me.
Yeah, just do a little bit of it. Even if it's like a short, you know, 30-second thing.
You want
to
do it?
I'll have to praise him. Okay.
I love to praise him. I love to praise him. I love to praise him. Oh, I love to praise his holy name. He's my rock.
My rock, my sword shield.
He's my will.
In the middle of the wheel,
I know he'll never let me down. He's just a jewel
that I have found.
Oh, hallelujah.
I love to praise his name.
Oh, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Oh, hallelujah. I love to praise his name. Oh, I love to praise his holy name.
Yeah, very nice. Thank you for doing that, you guys. I wish we, you know, that you people could see what's going on in the studio, because there was some hand raising and everything going on. Also, I wish people could have seen your face, Desiree. A real interesting, what memories do you have of that song?
All the way going back to church.
Your mother, grandmother, somebody who also sang? Your mom.
Mm-hmm.
There was, and I'm not sure how to really describe this, except that, you know, I mean, you're a young woman, and there was this really old look that came across your face as you were singing. It was this really cool thing to watch.
Yes, very much so.
Have you had other people tell you that?
No, it takes me back home.
Yeah.
It takes me all the way back home, and home is just these different roots. It brings out just a completely different person in me.
Yeah.
Southern.
Your mom sang in church?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And there was that type of kind of gospel church singing around the house?
Yes.
Also?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Do you remember as a little kid that she would sing gospels?
Well, ever since I was small, she baptized me, and then I got in the choir right behind her. So we all sang in the choir ever since I was small.
Did you have siblings?
Yes, I do.
And do any does he sing at all?
He's a big football player.
Yeah, he is. All right. Yeah. Where is he playing?
Yeah, he's in Tennessee right now.
He's playing at a university level?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
What position does he? I'm a football freak.
Running back.
He is? Yes, okay. He is. And what's his name?
Jai Stibe.
All right. We have to watch for him.
Yes.
All right. That was just and I was curious if anybody else had ever talked to you about that, because there was a whole change that came about the expressions in your face that looked
It takes me way back. Me and him always talk about stuff like that, how we just go back to our roots, and that's where it takes us.
Yeah.
That's where it takes us.
It's a comforting feeling for you?
Very much. Very.
Yeah.
It lets me know, you know, I can't forget who I am.
Yeah.
You can't forget it.
That's a good way to phrase that.
Mm-hmm.
And Cedric, for you, because because there's also an intensity. There's an intensity with you, period, when you're singing. But when you really go back to whether it's the old kind of Creole traditions or old song that you just sang right now, mm-hmm. there's a certain kind of intensity that comes across your face and through your voice.
You know, I think I get that from my grandfather. And the thing is, I didn't learn how to sing from him or anything, but yeah. I realized, like, over the last few trips that I went back home and visit my family, that whenever my grandfather and my grandmother and everybody sing together, he's the only, like, male that I know in the family that can really sing good and keep a good voice, you know, going. But it's very strong.
Yeah.
And I kind of, like, when I look at, I filmed him singing. Whenever I look at him.
That's a great idea.
And I look at myself, I can see where I'm getting some of these, like, kind of, you know. But the thing is, I didn't grow up around him singing all the time. It was only at church, you know.
Oh, okay. About how old is he now?
He's really young. He's about maybe 65.
Oh, okay, yeah.
My grandma's about maybe 65 or something. I think she's a little older.
Yeah.
No. I have two great grandmothers. I have two grandparents, and their mothers are living on my dad's side. And my great-grandmother's in their late 80s, and my grandparents are in their, like, mid-60s.
Now, when you go to visit your grandparents, do you play for them any of the style of music that you're doing now?
Mm-hmm.
What's their response to that?
They like it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in Texas, Zydeco isn't something that's, like, completely alien to the people.
No,
you know?
That's right.
It's just that they don't really go out to Zydeco dances or keep up with that kind of music. But they're pretty familiar with it.
What about, though, some of the, you know, because that's something I want to talk to you about, too. I mean, you've done so much traveling now, and the thing that's great about you is you will add some of the influences from other cultures, you know, into the music you're doing. Have they had the opportunity to hear, you know, I just think of some of the Haitian influences, although that's there in the music anyways, you have brought back something very current that you have. How do they get to hear that style at all? Or do you tend to do a more traditional from this area style?
They hear it, you know, and they like it all. Yeah. I think they really just like it all, you know.
Yeah.
We get people that tell us, you know, y'all ever do this because y'all sound like y'all putting Caribbean art. We always get people that tell us things like that.
Yeah.
Like all the time people approach the stage and say that. But it's like really what it is not so much that anyone's trying to mix Spanish or Haitian or anything with the music. It's really just that back in the old days, like when Amade and them were playing, they could never hear Haitian music. Or they could never, like, they could never hear or say, like, hey, I just read in a book that my ancestors came from Haiti. Maybe I should listen to their music to see if it's similar to what I grew up hearing.
That's right.
Where today we can easily do that. We can go find, like, possibly, you know, through the slave trade, I might be Senegalese, so maybe I should go listen to some Senegalese music, you know?
Yeah,
or,
that's so true.
You know, French music from the Bretagne or Bure, you know?
Yeah.
So I think today we have, since we grew up also on a lot of, like, what we would call worldly music, like hip-hop or rap or even, I used to listen to a lot of Metallica even, things like that, you know, back in the older days, it wasn't common for a musician to step out of the box and hear a lot of other stuff, you know?
Yeah. And sometimes not knowing where to step out of the box, too, you know, before the times of the radio or anything like that, or before, you know, people went away to war and came back. You know, that's where you hear a lot of, especially with the men, you know, would come back with having heard, you know, the people they served with, listen to different music, you know. I'm curious, Desiree, what attracted you to the style of music?
Well, he asked me to play the washboard, and I
had you played the washboard before?
Never.
Okay.
Never, but he had it all in his head. Yeah. He knew it.
He had it figured out, huh?
Yeah, I knew she could play because the way she finesses the guitar, you know, she had like a, it wasn't like she was just strumming like with a straight wrist or anything. She was really finessing, and her wrist was loose, and she was like, she had dynamics with her voice, you know, and she could beatbox. So I was like, she has rhythm naturally, so whether she plays a rubber boy or not, like, she's gonna get it.
She's
gonna
get it.
And
yeah.
I didn't expect such a dramatic sound, you know, because I've never done anything Cajun, Zydeco, Creole. I've never done it, played with a band even like this, you know. And so when I went over to his house, I said, you know, I'll give it a try and I'll see how it sounds. And when just me and him played together, I was immediately, I'll say, okay, I'm doing it. I'm good to go.
That's a great thing when you have that instant reaction.
Yes.
That quick and easy.
Yeah.
That quick.
You know, it's natural.
Yeah.
And we
very
also,
much so.
And we went on a tour also to Canada, playing in all these like French speaking pockets where like people speak French in Canada, but the rest of the world don't quite know that these areas are
was
like
it some of the rural areas.
Yeah, and the
that
rural
you went
areas.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like in Manitoba and Saskatchewan,
right,
and
yeah.
they're not really credited for the Francophone culture, but they have it. It's
yeah.
all over.
Yeah.
And
well, Manitoba is the largest speaking, you know, in Winnipeg, St. Bonaventure. That area is the largest speaking French, in well, they'll call it Western Canada, but kind of from the center over.
Yeah.
You know, there are in all those rural areas.
It's really
there.
Interesting
mm-hmm.
in how similar they sound, especially like the people that were like Métis. They call them mixed
yeah, the
Métis.
That's right.
They sound like people from here when they speak French, you know?
Isn't it? I've had an opportunity to spend time with.
Like,
with
to me, they
folks.
Sound more like someone from Louisiana, more than like I would say like an Acadian from like Church Point,
yeah.
you know, Scotia.
Yeah, yeah.
It was an experience, man. It was good.
What stood out for you, Desiree, on that tour? That
on that
you did?
Tour? Oh goodness. The well, he explained to me before we got there. He said, "You're gonna hear so much French. Chad, just get ready."
Said, now, did you do you speak French?
Un petit peu.
Okay, and but as before, you got involved playing music with him?
No, I learned it throughout school here and there, but never took it like for actual major class.
Okay, so and let's go back to that tour then. So you started.
What stuck out was the difference in everybody's, I guess, slang,
mm-hmm.
the way they spoke their French,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't really ready for it and expecting it. And so the first place we got to, okay, I say this is French. Okay, we get to the second house. I hear a slight difference in their speech, and then we go on to like we're into the 16th day, the 17th day, and you hear such a just a dramatic change in the way the people are speaking. I'm like, man, they sound like you know, like they sound like they could be back at home talking
mm-hmm.
to us, you know.
Yeah.
And it just changed everywhere, like the Quebecois. They speak
they
more,
way.
Yeah, just and you just couldn't really understand everything that was coming out. But I just heard the different accents and I was just so impressed with everything that was going on. I was really happy to be a part of that experience.
It was
That's
really
right.
cool. It was
yeah.
pretty, that was the most interesting, like, French speaking, like, Canadian tour I've ever been on in my life.
Yeah.
Like, I've been there many mm-hmm. times, but that was the most interesting one.
Well, you know, it's so interesting when you get around some of the rural areas or smaller towns. I mean, you think about it. I mean, think about when you first moved here, Cedric, mm-hmm. and how, you know, you might be in Eunice and then versus how somebody speaks in Cecilia.
Exactly.
You know, or Henderson.
Yeah, big difference.
You know, there's a whole different style
mm-hmm.
of what they're speaking,
yes.
you know, or from some of those folks that are in the, like, Lautel area,
mm-hmm.
you know, versus going to Henderson or getting down, you know, to when you get down to Houma and Thibodaux, that area, you know.
Yeah, all one different. Thing I remember about living in Eunice is they speak fast French.
They speak fast French
I remember
in
that.
Eunice.
They speak fast French.
Yeah, no matter what age. did you notice that no matter what age?
I just noticed, yeah, it was very fast.
Ah, okay. What other things have you noticed or do you remember about the French language around here when you really started paying attention? Other things?
Oh, well, it's a very beautiful language, you know. It's very rhythmic. It sounds almost like they're singing, you know, whenever they talk. I was already kind of familiar with it, you know, having a few Creole people in and around the family and my community. But I didn't speak French that well, you know. When I came here, I was actually surrounded by older people that spoke French.
Yeah.
I was able to listen to them and try to even conversate with them. They're like, oh, you're doing a good job, you know.
But that's right, because you lived, when you first moved here, you lived out by Doral. I mean,
that's
you
right.
lived, right? Yeah,
yep.
by the Ardoins. Okay.
In Doral. And a lot of the old people, you know, they're, oh, you're doing good. You just have to take your time and keep speaking more and keep trying to listen, you know.
Yeah.
So I was trying and trying. And by the time I got to Lafayette, where there was more younger people that spoke French, I started learning about the French immersion,
mm-hmm.
and I actually went. And that helped me because I could understand everybody.
Like, now, when you went up to St. Anne's, are you talking about?
Yeah,
or,
that
okay.
helped a whole lot. I could understand everybody from, like, because they had teachers from France, from Africa, from Haiti, all over Nova Scotia,
yeah.
Quebec.
Yeah.
So you kind of learn. You can hear everyone's accent.
Mm-hmm. How many times have you been up there?
Three times.
Three.
But I've been to that area probably about like five times.
Yeah. What a great experience for you. Can you play something that maybe, I don't know, that might be reminiscent of what we've just been talking about with when you're up in Canada or just something off your latest CD? I don't care.
I think I'm going to stay.
But we'd like you to sing.
Okay. We'll do a tune called Le Soleil Levé. That means the sun has risen. And that's a song that's on my album that came out like last year in October. And it's going to be, we're going to have it. We're going to be playing around for festivals like Kai Jazz and all that whole season. We'll be around playing, you know, in the fall, and we'll have that album with us. But this is the song that's on there.
All right. Song. Cedric Watson and Desiree Champagne. If you are just joining us, this is The Exchange on KRVS 88.7 FM or on krvs.org online. And please check out the website and look at all the programs. Just a great, great selection of locally produced programs. All kinds of music, all kinds of shows, actually. So make sure to do that. And it's also a safe and secure site. So we are listener supported. Please think about supporting the station and all of those programs that you are hearing on here. And my guests in the studio today are musicians Cedric Watson and Desiree Champagne. Do you play any, like, have you been playing this last year with a full band at all, or have you been keeping it kind of pared down?
For the most part, I've been playing with the full band.
Ah, what all instruments?
We have Kyle Gambino. He's been playing saxophone.
Ah.
And
how'd you meet him?
He's actually a UL. He's a he was a professor at UL teaching saxophone and clarinet, I believe.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And we also have the drums and the bass.
Okay. Now, I'm curious, Desiree, do you ever get on guitar?
No. I'm not that far advanced.
Stick with percussion.
I'll stick with voice.
And in what you have been doing in this last year, Cedric, is there any more of a focus on accordion versus fiddle, or is there still a good mix when you're out performing live?
I find that most of my songs are probably that I write are probably on the accordion.
How do you write? You write on the accordion?
The melody just comes and hit me, so I pick up the accordion or the fiddle.
Yeah.
But then sometimes it just sounds like the melody would be better with a horn and an accordion.
Okay. Do you record it initially into your phone or something, or how do you?
Sometimes if I'm like away from my computer, I'll record it into my iPhone.
Yeah.
And then if I'm at home, I'll take it and open up my computer in GarageBand, the studio system.
Sure, yeah.
And I'll record the song and all of the like. I put the beat down in the bass lines and the chords.
Yeah.
And then the horn parts and all and the voice. I try to make it sound like at least close to the real.
What you want to hear.
And then after that, I'll give everyone in the band like a copy of it and we'll listen to it together and rehearse it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what about lyrics? Do you write in French or do you write in English and translate to French?
I write in French for the most part.
That's a nice thing. That's mm-hmm. something where over the years, because initially I would imagine you weren't able to do that, to just write in French.
No, I had to just like make up words on the spot about like you left me to go away for another.
Yeah.
But when I went to St. Anne's, that French school, that's the reason why I went, so that I can learn how to read and write in French. And then I could write the words down and remember them, you know?
Very nice.
So I started like writing my own songs and things that I thought about and things that were more related to my life, you know, because in actuality, like if a woman left me, yeah, I'll be sad. But after 2 weeks, you know, I'm ready to go on and, you know, find another one. So it's like, you know, you know what I'm saying? So
Yeah. Nowadays
it's a little different. So I started writing songs about things that really mattered about nowadays.
Wait, you meant when you were younger, you would write that. Is that what you said?
Well, when I was younger, I would sing the cover tunes more like from other people wrote them. Or sometimes if I didn't know the words, I'd make them up.
Because do we want to warn women to not spend a lot of time
trying to figure out what's going on in those
and feeling sad if the split happens or anything right now?
Yeah, now it's time to sing about things that we all relate to. Other than just, not everyone's in a bad relationship, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's
so
right.
I write about respecting other people and how the energy you put back into this world comes back to you, you know?
Yeah.
And also, Zydeco, like peace, love, and Zydeco.
Yeah.
I like to sing about that and having a good time. And also, you know, I like to sing about like how, you know, money and things like that puts people in a bind and also separates us and keeps a lot of like negative energy and stress in this world, you know,
mm-hmm.
things like money.
Having money, not having money, levels of money.
It's always
all
the problem.
That. That's right.
Other than that, there's no other problem other than stepping on a rusty nail or falling over and hurting your shoulder.
Stepping on it.
At least it can heal.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Well, you ain't got money. You just ain't got no money.
Yeah. How has your life changed, Desiree? You know, you talk about this is kind of the first time in your life where you've gone out on tour with a band.
Yes.
How was that experience? What has that experience been like for you?
The world is beautiful.
Ah.
I have been.
Had you done much traveling before you got with this band?
Not as much as we're doing, though.
Not at all.
And when it picked up, I called my mom all the time, and I would want to tell her we're here. I want to tell her where we're going. And before you know it, like a whole year has passed, you know, and I've been all of these places, and it's kind of just like you go here and then you have to go somewhere for the next trip, either a day later when you get home. And it's like, I forgot that I went here, but I was there.
That's
you
right.
Know?
Yeah.
It's just the traveling is so beautiful. And when we're there, you can release, you know, any kind of demons you might have going on, or you might be able to write. You can sit back and relax, and then you can go entertain people, you know, at the same time. And I love it. I love it all.
What places or festivals or things like what has stood out for you in this last year and a half?
One of the very past tours that we just went on about a month ago, I want to say, to Portland and Vancouver.
Yeah. That was good.
Those have stuck out greatly. The one in Vancouver was the Folk Festival, mm-hmm. I believe.
Oh, you played at the Vancouver Folk Festival. Yep. Yeah. And that's a big deal, huh?
Yes. I've never, I don't know if Cedric has, but, you know, we shared a stage with three bands, you know, and we kind of just went back and forth with each band.
That was cool.
You know, and that was
And what style of music were they playing?
Folk.
Cumbia.
Cumbia. All kind of mixtures.
Yeah, they put us up to, like, they pretty much put us up with a bunch of musicians that all relate, like, in the same, but we were all from the New World, like, not from Africa or Europe, you know? We all come from, like, Canada, America, and the Caribbean, South America.
Sure.
So they had this cumbia, like, Vallenato band, and they play, like, that's from Colombia, and they had this band from Mexico, but the part of Mexico where they play kind of this Afro-Mexicano kind of style.
Yeah.
And then they had us, we were playing Louisiana Creole music. And then they had a Quebecois band and a Nova Scotian, Acadian band, all these different bands playing on stage at the same time.
So would you trade off, so you'd do a song, then they would do a song, you would trade off that way?
Yeah.
And then did you guys get to play together?
A little bit,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So that's one thing that stood out
for
you.
That's one thing that stood out, right? The traveling and then meeting all the cool people.
That's a neat experience,
meeting
huh?
All the neat people there are around the world that actually love music and actually will sit there and have an open mind about something that they don't know anything about,
So
or it's very, very much
whether
so.
That's music or any other topic.
Right.
Yeah.
In Canada, we had different parents, like, every morning. Yeah. We woke up to different, like, people cooking us breakfast, and we had different parents every day.
Yeah.
Because we played, like, 27 shows?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we played a different house every night.
And you did house concerts?
House concerts every night.
Oh, how fabulous. Mm-hmm. How were the, you know, they had... a lot of their friends that lived in the areas who would come out to those to the house concerts.
Yep.
Did you see a difference from concert to concert?
Definitely. The accent of the people in the towns and the way different ways of life and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean that's a whole different venue.
It is.
You know, and what you're getting out of it when you do those house concerts.
House
very, very intimate.
Talk about meeting people right on them, huh?
Yeah. That's right, yeah. People danced?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We brought, I don't know how many CDs we brought, but just me and him, we almost sold out.
Yeah.
Almost sold out. And it was just me and him, and I was very surprised.
Yeah.
It must have been 100 CDs or something. Mm-hmm.
Well, did you experience in any of those house dances throughout that area any hesitancy at the beginning for people to get up and dance?
Yeah. They had to drink a little bit and feel good.
Yeah. Get a few in them.
And it's crazy because some, they just wouldn't let go at all. But then some, as soon as the show started, they were like already...
Yeah.
Like rowdy, you know?
Yeah.
I love it. I love life, you know? I love seeing how people live their life. I love interacting, you know, and getting to see how people live their life according to their way. And then I get to see what they do, how they wake up every morning and go about their daily lives, you know?
Yeah.
And that was something great to see. That was something great to experience because some of them had kids, you know? Yep. We had to adjust to the kids. You know, some people put us up in two beds, and some people put us up in one bed. But
some people had kids that were scared of us. You know?
Yeah. And by the next day, they were completely fine. You know, they just had to get used to us. But Canada was very much so an experience. I mean, we were on the road every day.
What about food? Did you experience some new kind of culinary treats?
Or?
We had an older lady, we stayed at her house, and she smashed some potatoes right in my face, and I'm like, whoa, I ain't seen nobody smash potatoes in a long time.
They were raw ones?
Yeah, she was smashing them, you know, but I haven't seen nobody smash no baked potatoes in a long time.
Well, he did a good thing. He cooked cubillon for her family.
Oh, very nice.
And it came out great. Came out really good.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
They took down the recipe, so now Canadians have cubillon.
There you go. Did you get to go experience, some other things that, especially in those rural areas, just some things that they do recreationally or what they do for fun?
Ice fishing.
Oh,
so you were in there in the wintertime.
Yeah, we ate some raw venison on the ice.
We got to see the aurora borealis.
Oh,
we got to see that.
Beautiful.
About 2-3 o'clock in the morning, it actually came out. And then the next day, I went down and start ice fishing, eating pickle cheeks.
Yeah,
that's right.
Eating fish cheeks.
That's
I forgot
right.
what he called that fish though. Peccary? No, that's a
it's
hog
a
or something.
Pickerel?
A pickerel, yeah.
Pickerel. Yeah, I grew up with
it. Ate the cheeks,
I grew
you know?
Up with ice fishing and all that.
I was scared.
Now, did people have their shanties out on the ice, or was it just people sitting around their buckets?
Little sheds?
Yeah.
They did have their sheds.
Yeah, they
mm-hmm.
had that. But the ice was starting to melt. The river was starting to melt in certain places, so a lot of them had took the huts off, and there was just that one guy with his
yeah. yeah.
The only one. He was a diehard hunter, too.
Yeah.
Like, diehard outdoors. He showed us all his pictures, like 150-something pictures
yeah.
of what he's
yeah.
killed over the last 30 years of his life, you know? It's like, dude, where did that meat go?
Yeah, that's right. So well, probably shared with a lot of friends and family,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Had you experienced winter before?
No.
That was the first time for
that
you?
That was my first. That
yeah.
was my first, and definitely wasn't prepared.
Yeah. It's, you had... People had warned you about the clothing you were going to bring and everything.
They warned me, but I don't think they warned me enough.
Yeah. They warned us one night, it's going to be a storm. Y'all are driving like 6 hours away or something. And we're like, okay, yeah. And we get on the road. The road disappeared every once in a while.
Yeah,
disappeared.
You get the...
We was like,
was
we
that
ride
bad.
Out hurricanes, you know?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. But you get... Was it snowing? You know, where you get kind of the
whiteouts?
It was
snowing bad. It was whiteouts. You know, you couldn't
yeah.
see nothing. There's an 18-wheeler. You know, you pass them up about 100 yards back or whatever. It's
there
like, whoa.
There were many times when our faces in the car would be like this at each other. And I would be surprised if somebody was passing us up like...
I saw us just dying.
Now, on that tour, was it the whole band, or was it just the...
It's just us two.
It's just the two
yep.
of you.
Yeah.
You know, and really giving them a taste of just that old,
oh, yeah.
old-time sound.
They're not used to that.
Yeah.
They needed that.
Yeah. And he always... The one thing that sticks out with me with Cedric Keeling, he always tells me something, and it really doesn't show his face until later on what he said. And he always said...
For example.
You know, for example... We always this is how we're gonna take you back. Just a rubber. They didn't have no electricity, no nothing, you know. And I'm like, okay, you know, this is an instrument that's pretty loud. He has an instrument that's pretty loud. We're playing one day in Atmosphere, and all the electricity goes out. And there you go. You have your good old house dancing. And we kept playing.
That's
we didn't
right.
stop. And I was just like, you know, everything he tells me, though, it comes back later on. And it just, like, it shows it face to me eventually.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
The people, no matter what, especially here, if electricity goes out for, like, years and years before there ever was electricity, you know, they're going to want to keep on moving.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. They're
going
to help the party keep going, you know.
Well, can you play us another one?
Oh, yeah.
What those parties were like. We'll be right back. Cedric Watson on accordion and Desiree Champagne on rubboard or fratois. Very nice, you guys. Desiree, you talked about, not really having known a lot or paid attention to Cajun or Creole or Zydeco music prior to this experience now for you. Since you have started playing, are there certain musicians that you have started listening to that have grabbed your ear?
Well, I used to put it like, I used to listen to more of, what's his name, J. Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Like more of the double clutch style, but I never got into traditional.
Yeah.
And so it was there, but it was more of the newer style of music, you know. So now
J. Paul can play that old stuff,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he can. Yeah. Now I actually listen to more traditional stuff, actually. Yeah. I actually pay attention to it, you know, and I actually listen to a lot more fiddle tunes also.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Go ahead, Cedric. Oh, I look like you're going to say something.
You know, that's the way I see, like, really a lot of the Zydeco musicians, most of them, they do play the older songs and they know them, you know. It's just that, you know, they write their own tunes and they
that's
have to
right.
show who they are and they
that's
have to
right.
express who they are and show their...
Which is a cool thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what makes the music so beautiful, that if you want to hear traditional, you can actually still find it and go find it. And if you want to hear more, like, today or original kind of style, you can actually go and find that. And
yeah.
it makes the culture and the music more diverse.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, too, that as each generation comes along, they have their own influences with all kinds of music.
Yeah.
And it just only makes sense that that's going to creep into if they are playing what's considered a traditional music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Who's catching your ear? Just any kind of music. Who's catching your ear lately, Cedric?
I listen to a lot of merengue music or anything from Haiti and a lot of music from this area or Africa. Anything like that.
Yeah. You have any plans coming up or any travel plans coming up of heading back to any of those areas?
It would be, you know what? In January, we're going on a French Caribbean tour. We're going to be going down to all these different islands where people speak Creole and they have like a Creole culture. But we go to these different islands and the culture and the language just changes a little bit, you know.
Exactly.
They all have their different spice they got on it.
Yeah. Know? Are you doing that as a full band or just the two of you? The full
mm-hmm.
band. Okay. All right.
Yeah. French Caribbean.
Now, I know that you played around here this last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything coming up in the area where people can come see you?
Sure do. We're going to be playing...
McGee's Landing
Saturday. That'd be Saturday night, and that's in Henderson on the levee, McGee's. And then we're also going to be playing Festival Zakajan.
Yeah.
That weekend will be Friday night at the Blue Moon Saloon, splitting the show with the Blue Runners. And then
that's going to be a good show.
It's going to be cool.
I can't wait. With you guys and them, yeah.
And then the day after that, we're going to be over at the festival, I think around like 2:30 or 3 o'clock. Festival Zakajan Creole.
Okay. Make sure you can check out too CedricWatson.com.
That's right.
And it's a great website, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
But you can check out his schedule
And there's also going to be that we're playing it November the 2nd for Downtown Alive here in town in Lafayette.
Oh, you got okay, good. You're on the schedule for this year.
And the following day we'll be over at Howlin' Wolf in New Orleans.
Yeah.
That's our local schedule for so far.
And not to make, like, it's not a big deal that Cedric is doing all this, but it just seems now that, you know, you've been doing it for a while, which mm-hmm. is cool, and you're still doing it. But, you know, I was just trying to think of sitting in your chair over there, Desiree, and... for somebody who really, emotionally is really connected to music, and this has got to be a real cool time of your life.
Yes, yeah. I'm enjoying it. I brought a few things here and there pertaining my iPad, and I got GarageBand on it now, and I've been putting a few things together on there myself. And he knows that eventually I want to step out and start doing more things on the guitar. And he's even willing to help me out, you know, put a few things down. And I want to do a few duos with him also.
Yeah. I'm going to help her become famous so she can quit my band.
And isn't that what it's all about? That's what it's all about.
Pretty much.
We never lose each other to grow.
I played with, like, everybody, you know, and then eventually I just started my own band.
Yeah, there you go. What got you to go to Bisbano's that night?
A friend, actually, she was playing, and she invited us to come out. And I don't know, she asked me, she said, you should get up there and do your thing. And I was like, I need a lot more alcohol to get in there and do my thing.
Do, yeah.
So she comes back with a big pitcher of alcohol, and she sets it down.
What's that?
And I drank it. She had some red. It was a red pale ale drink. Siobhan.
Oh, yeah.
It was Siobhan.
She's the one that introduced us the second time.
Yeah, it was Siobhan. And she got me to come out, and I drank all that alcohol, went on the stage, and poured my heart out.
And now my guess is you do it a little bit more easier now. You
yes,
don't need
I
that.
Do. I do. It was just to calm me down. I was just, because I had never done anything except
that's a scary
church.
Thing. Yeah. I mean, I've never done anything like that. But, yeah. I mean, I just feel that that would be a real scary thing
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, it was very nervous, nerve-wracking.
Yeah, yeah. Cedric, do you remember the first time you ever got on a stage or performed in front of people?
Mm-hmm. My cousin Bonton Mickey let me play.
Now, was this back in Texas?
Yeah, it was in Texas.
Okay.
He let me play at the Old Town Spring Crawfish Festival. They have, like, a lot of Zydeco music, and he was one of the musicians, and he let me play.
How old were you then?
Must have been about, like, 19.
Okay. Yeah. And what did you play?
18, probably. I don't know.
Did you play an instrument?
At that time, I played a concertina, accordion, and fiddle.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I didn't really
yeah.
know how to play single row. So he let me play a single row. And that was my first time ever playing single row and playing, like, in front of a Zydeco crowd.
Yeah. How was it?
It was pretty fun.
Yeah. You didn't get nobody threw anything at you or anything?
Oh, no. They should have. They should have.
Desiree, I'm going to put you on the spot, and you can say no. Is there anything that you guys could do where Desiree can sing?
Is it?
You can do I don't know, Sha.
I don't know. How about you just sing them something? Just sing something.
Oh, Lord.
Or maybe there's, like, another spiritual or something that...
I was going to give him a preview of the...
Well, let's let Cedric play, and you think about it while you guys are playing this one. What song are you gonna do here, Cedric?
I'm still thinking.
No, okay, yeah, we'll noodle around, and we'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay, let's see.
Over the law, mon côté. Moi, je connais tes paroles, la mienne.
Pourquoi t'es là à mon côté? Moi, je connais tes paroles, la mienne.
Donne-moi les yeux canailles. Je connais bien les femmes comme toi. Donne-moi les yeux canailles. Je connais bien les femmes comme toi. N'aura pas d'amour trouvé. N'aura pas d'amour perdu. N'aura pas d'amour trouvé. N'aura pas d'amour perdu.
Cedric Watson and Desiree Champagne. Tell me about that song.
It's a little tune I wrote called, it's called Kiss Ain't a Contract.
What is it called?
A Kiss Ain't a Contract.
Ah, oh, A Kiss Ain't a Contract.
And it says, Auntie Becky, bon et doux, a kiss is good and sweet, mais c'est pas comme un contrat. It's not like a contract, c'est pas comme un contrat.
Ah, all right. Are you working on some new material?
Oh, yeah. There's so many songs that I wrote. I just never really, like, rehearsed them with the band or anything, start playing them live or recorded them.
Yeah.
So, but there's a lot of tunes that I wrote, you know, that I'm kind of just sitting on right now.
Yeah, see what you're going to do with them?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is from, you know, playing either solo or playing in the bands that you have since you've started performing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different thing having a woman, that you're performing with a woman.
Yep.
What have you learned from that experience, or what has stood out from anything different?
It definitely adds a different part to the band, like another texture of voice and music, but it also kind of, it's not too different at all. You
okay,
know?
All right.
Everybody's got to kind of be gentlemen and stay in line and look out for the woman of the band and make sure she's okay too, though.
Yeah, I mean, she can take care of herself.
Being there, we're all like brothers and sisters on the, you know, on the road, I guess you can put it that way. You know, we have to like look out for her. And
but it's a nice harmony quality, though, that when you you guys get to sing.
Yeah, definitely, you know? Is
definitely. I mean, that's the thing, that
there's another voice, because what we have is we have the drummer doing
now who else in the band now?
Well, we have
you do a full band.
DeJarma Garnier, well, actually, he's not playing bass with us anymore. And we have Charlie Vincent playing drums.
Where's Charlie from?
He's from everywhere, Louisiana.
Oh, okay, all right.
I can't really say
somebody,
for sure.
But, I mean, he's somebody you met in this area.
Definitely,
yeah.
From Lafayette, like, presently.
Okay.
Kyle Gambino on the saxophone.
Yeah.
But, I mean, on the road, we're just all like a big family, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone on the, that's, we all just stick up and... how you put it? We take care of each other.
That's right. That's right. We were just talking, Desiree, about, you know, this has kind of been a different type of band, having a female in the band, and I know you had to step outside for a minute, but you know what Cedric talked about is, you know, we're talking about the quality of the different style of with the harmonizing with the voices, but also that there isn't much of a difference, which is kind of a nice thing to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, sometimes I was telling him, I really sing, the way I sing when I sing in the gospel choir was on a different key. And when I play with him, he plays in a different key. So I'm stepping out of an element, but it's not an off the wall element.
Yeah,
it's still comfortable.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing that did kind of change about having a girl in the band.
Do we want to hear the answer?
Do I want to hear the
answer? Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes when you got, let's just make it short and simple. Sometimes when you got too many hard heads to deal with, you need something to kind of come in and balance things out.
That's right. Ah, there you go.
Oh, goodness.
Although I know I've met quite a few women who have just as hard headed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it does add some, nice thing. But it also adds a different thing on stage, too. So, well, you guys, thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh, thanks for having us.
This has been absolutely wonderful. We have been able to experience the music today with Desiree Champagne on Scrubboard, on Fratois, and Cedric Watson on. I absolutely love that Hohner accordion.
Yeah, it's very
I love the sound of it, but I really love the look of that. It's just got a cool old look. And again, I want to encourage people to go check out CedricWatson.com, and you can stay up to date with any gigs too that get added on. But remember to run out to McGee's next weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Can you take us out on a song? I'm sorry, Desiree.
We do have a lot of videos that we've recently done on YouTube.
Yeah. So you just go to YouTube and search for Cedric Watson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you'll pull them up.
And also, if you want to get the music, but you can't get a hold of the physical copy of the CD, you want to go to iTunes.
All right.
Or you can even go to the website and order a physical copy from me.
There you go. From you
I'll
in
kiss
person.
It and put it in the envelope.
All right. Wow. Now that's worth a few extra bucks. All right, everyone, have a good week. And this is Cedric Watson and Desiree Champagne.